You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1355 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everybody.
So Tracy, we're going to do some animal haunting stories that didn't make it into the Sunday night episode.
Okay, well I love those.
Okay. This is one, I actually think we've talked about this one before, maybe when we did the very first animal hauntings, which has been a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So you won't remember it.
Of course not.
It's been more than a week.
Or well, an hour. You ain't lying, honey.
This one is actually takes place in a suburb of Nashville, Tennessee, in the Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood.
Love it.
A good-hearted boxer keeps a vigil over trick-or-treaters. According to Ghost Dogs of the South, Preston, the dog, accompanied some trick-or-treaters when he saw a boy trying to pick up candy that he had dropped in the road. Preston saved the boy by knocking him out of the path of a speeding car, but Preston was hit.
Aww. And why is a car speeding when you know those trick-or-treaters out?
Idiots. Now, this was a long time ago, too. This was like, 50 years ago, still. Now, every Halloween for the last 50 years, children have invariably reported being bumped onto the sidewalk when they step into the road while trick-or-treating or go slowly from house to house.
Well, I mean, that's good.
I saw, when I was researching the stories for this one, I had seen that a couple of times. There's one lady that has leaves dog treats out on her porch for the dog, for Preston, every year for Halloween.
Well, how sweet is that? And very considerate. Very nice.
This one is in Port Tobacco, Maryland. The Blue Ghost Dog.
Ooh.
Says the Blue Ghost Dog of Port Tobacco is said to be the oldest ghost story in America.
Dang.
The story dates back to the 1700s. Well, that's not the oldest ghost story in America, because there's ghost stories that go all the way back to the 1400s.
So, maybe dog or dog-wise, well, maybe.
There's a thing here that says, Port Tobacco, in the center of Confederate activity at the Bronner Hotel, Detective Captain William Williams unsuccessfully offered Thomas Jones $100,000 for a reward for information that would lead to the capture of John Wilkes Booth.
Dang, that's a lot of money back then. Heck yeah.
A lot of money now. Anyways, that's just a little bit on the location.
Mm-hmm.
The story says that Charles Howard Sims was attacked by a man after a night of drinking and bragging about the amount of gold that he had. Sims went down swinging, and with him was his dog, believed to be a blue tick hound or an English mastiff. The two fell on a rock along the road. The dog was fighting hard to save his master. The robbers buried the gold, but when they returned to get it, they were attacked by a large blue tick hound. To this day, people say that the hound watches over the master's gold. A restaurant and a bar takes its name from the blue dog.
Aww.
Here's one from L.A. Pet Cemetery to the Stars.
Nice.
The Los Angeles Pet Cemetery is a 10-acre memorial park in Calabasas.
Oh, I know who lives there.
Yeah, I know you do. It's home to the famous and not-so-famous deceased pets of California. Among the animals interred here, Tawny, the MGM lion.
Oh, no way. There's a stupid word again.
One of the Petey's from the Little Rascals movie.
The little doggy with the thing around his eyeball? Aw.
Hopalong Cassidy's horse Topper. And Kabar, which is Rudolph Valentino's dog.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Kabar was Valentino's Great Dane. It's said that when the matinee idol died in 1926 in New York, Kabar suddenly let out a horrible howl. He was 3,000 miles away at the time. Kabar died in 1929 and was laid to rest in that cemetery. Since then, visitors to the pet cemetery report hearing barking and panting near Kabar's grave. Some say that they even get licked on the hand.
Oh, amazing.
We'll end on this one. Gettysburg. That's it. I just want to end saying Gettysburg real life.
And there's got to be more.
The General's Dog. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania is allegedly one of the most haunted places in America. The city is the site of the bloodiest campaign in the American Civil War. Thousands of people died, and so did at least one dog. Confederate Brigadier General William Barksdale, well, that's fitting, was wounded while leading the charge and brought to the Humbleball House. He died at the house, and some say that his voice can still be heard in the house. Another story says that Barksdale's wife traveled to Gettysburg to bring back her husband's body, and she brought his hunting dog with her. When the dog was taken to the master's grave, he laid on the ground and started to howl.
Aww.
Even after Barksdale's body was exhumed, the dog could not be moved from the spot, even for food. He died there. People say that the dog still lingers on the grounds of the Humbleball House. And the anniversary of Barksdale's death, he howls in mourning.
He laid there till he died.
Yeah, I think we covered that story at some point in time. I've heard that story before, at least a similar story, but yeah. Dogs are amazing. Okay, well, that wraps up this one. We'll be back tomorrow. We got some more ghost stories.
Alrighty, bye.
Hey guys, quick question. Do you like conversations about ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and many mysteries of our strange world? Well, I know you do because you're listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories, and those are the same type of topics that we cover on Hillbilly Horror Stories. Now, since we know that you love those kind of topics, you should be listening to the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold. Jim Harold is literally the podfather when it comes to paranormal podcasting. I don't know a single podcaster in the paranormal genre that doesn't look up to Jim Harold. As best that Jim can tell, the Paranormal Podcast, which launched in 2005, is the longest running podcast of its type on the internet. That says something, folks. Jim's interviewed big names in the paranormal. People like Jack Osborne on ghosts, Dr. Raymond Moody on near-death experiences, and Jacques Vallée on UFOs. The show focuses on every aspect of unexplained phenomena. Each week, an expert joins Jim for a serious discussion of mysterious matters. The show really harkens back to the best of paranormal media over the years. Shows like In Search Of and Unsolved Mysteries. It's kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know the topic you'll get, but it's sure to be fascinating. Do me a personal favor. Tune in to the Paranormal Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Hillbilly Horror Stories. You'll be glad you did. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1356 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, guys?
Tracy, we got more animal hunters to talk about to end out the week as Ninja barks in the background.
I know, he heard his friends next door.
The New Orleans, Louisiana ghost dog and cat.
A couple, huh?
The Beauregard Keys House has been standing in the New Orleans French Quarter since 1826 and has more than a few ghosts. But two particularly fluffy spirit animals stand out. Lucky was the name of the author Francis Parkinson's Keys, a Cocker Spaniel. Lucky died a few days after the master died in 1970.
Aww.
But Lucky still appears at the house, particularly in the room that Keys kept at the home. Some would tell you that Lucky's not alone. Other animal ghosts may be in the home too, including a white cat that's been seen darting through the house. The cat named Caroline by the house's caretakers will apparently rub against people's legs.
Very, very cool.
This next story is from Holly, Michigan, a ghostly hotel guest. The Holly Hotel has numerous ghosts. One of them appears to be Leona, a terrier belonging to the Hursts, who first owned the hotel. The dog can be heard running through the halls and brushing up against people's legs. Well, you can hear it brushing up against people's legs, or you can just hear it in the halls and it brushes.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of clothes they got on.
The hotel is now a restaurant. And I hope you didn't want to hear more about it, because that's all there is.
Oh.
Scaponia Park in Oregon. There's a horse thieving from beyond the grave. I said there's a horse thieving. It's just horse thieving. So there's not a horse actually doing the thieving, I don't think.
Somebody's stealing the horses from a grave?
Well, it says, you took it to a whole different level.
Oh.
In Veronia, Oregon, there's a story from the 19th century about a horse thief who met his end along the banks of the Nahalum River at the hands of a lynch mob. Apparently, the mob was so angry at the thief that they shot his dog as well.
Oh no, what'd the dog do?
Campers at the now Skaponia Park have seen the thief and his dog wandering along the river.
That dog didn't deserve that. Dang it.
You don't know what that dog deserved. Maybe that dog helped in the horse thieving.
No, he didn't.
Maybe he was the lookout. You don't know. This next story is from Charleston, South Carolina. Pup still greets guests. Now, can you guess what this story is? Think about it.
Say it again. A pup greets the guest.
Pup still greets guests in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Pooch's porch.
Poogan.
Pooch's
Poogan.
Poogan. Yeah, Poogan porch.
Poogan.
Wait.
It's just Poogan.
What'd I say?
You said Poogan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Poogan porch. Oh, he was such a cute little thing, too.
Poogan lived in a large Victorian house in Charleston. He loved to sit on the porch of the house, and when the house was turned into a restaurant in 1976, Poogan stayed at the house and greeted diners. Poogan died, though, in 1979 and was buried next to his porch.
And we saw that graveyard or site.
But to this day, employees say they see Poogan napping in his spot on the porch, and some diners report feeling Poogan brush against their legs while they eat, as if he's begging for table scraps.
I would have given some.
The restaurant's name is Poogan's Porch.
It's a really cute place, too.
It is. The food was decent, too. Remember, we had to eat at the bar.
Bar? Yeah, we did. It was packed,
Yeah,
actually.
They don't normally, you have to have reservations, and we just wandered in.
Yeah.
And we said, we gave them the old, we're from Hillbilly Horror Stories, and they're like, we don't give a damn. And then somebody said, well, you can go sit at the bar if you want to. And
yeah.
We did. Anyways, so last one, the ghost dog of Graceland Cemetery, and this is in Chicago. Graceland Cemetery is one of the older cemeteries in Chicago. In the cemetery is a vault belonging to Ludwig Wolf, fitting. He was a German immigrant and a coppersmith, and his unique vault is said to be haunted. One of the ghosts is a green-eyed dog that howls near the vault. No one is certain whether this was Wolf's dog or the spirit of some other wayfaring canine.
Interesting.
Now we did that story. There's up in Indiana. There's a cemetery that's got a dog. There's so many people were damaging the dog, the monument of the dog, that it's now in a cemetery. I can't think of the name of it right off the bat, but it was pretty famous. Story. It's got a name like Elvis or something. It's like the same as somebody else famous. I don't remember what it is.
I'll be dang.
And apparently you're not gonna find out this episode because I can't remember it.
No.
So, all right. Love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Love y'all.
Hey guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.